Over the last few months, the Chaldean Church in Iraq has come under strong attack with geopolitical connotations. The escalation is purportedly linked to the retraction of a Republican decree that has historically established the legitimacy of Patriarch Louis Raphael Seiko I as the leader of the Chaldean Church. However, the implications of such a move are far-reaching, raising concerns about the Church's future in the region. Dealing with the case as a mere dispute over jurisdiction, an administrative matter, or an ecclesiastical issue is inadequate and oversimplified. The alarming core matter is about the concerted efforts by well-known entities, driven by their affiliations, agendas, and the objective to undermine the independent national course embodied by Patriarch Seiko, which staunchly rejects any compromise on Iraq's national and Arab identity. The national endeavor has risen in defiance against any attempt to curtail the Iraqi people's aspirations for freedom, sovereignty, independence, dignity, and proper governance. It strongly criticizes all tendencies toward legitimizing armed and ideological militias or accepting corruption as the norm. The Patriarch, who advocates for moderation and coexistence amidst diversity while firmly opposing any form of extremism, is regarded as an exemplary faith-driven model in the unwavering struggle for human fraternity, both in vision and action. In parallel, some have been, and still are, seeking a systematic fragmentation of Iraq's national and Arab identity and trying to challenge the core concept of the state. Many might believe that the plight of Patriarch Seiko is transient until the truth inevitably triumphs, even if the process proves to be tedious. However, religious and political authorities and civil society forces in Iraq, Lebanon, and throughout the Arab world should not disregard the fact that having minorities adhere to dictatorships for the sake of protection is destructive and must be confronted. Pope Francis' visit to Iraq in March 2021 carried great significance. It was marked by the endorsement of the 2019 Human Fraternity Document signed in Abu Dhabi with the Sunni Grand Imam of Al-Azhar, which was also endorsed by the Shiite Grand Ayatollah al-Sistani during the Pope's visit. Also of importance is the fact that the two eminent religious men held meetings with other clerics in the ancient city of Ur. The strategic outcomes of these encounters, which took place in the presence of Cardinal Seiko, might have perturbed those who have different religious aspirations and bets.